Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. So the days have gotten really short and the night has gotten so much longer, and I, for one, am standing in the need of a little bit of comfort. So when Chef Jerry Pellegrino told me he wanted to talk about bread pudding, I was all ears, because this is comfort food par excellence.
It is, and it's such an easy thing to master, and it's just, as you said, it's just fun to eat when it's
yes,
cold out.
It is.
You know, if you're not a baker, this is the best thing to learn to bake, because in theory, the baking's really already been done for you when somebody else made the bread.
Right.
So therefore, that big sort of thing that scares everyone about baking is taken away. You know, it's a sort of, I guess, a way to use old bread, but I think it's gone way past that now. People are really starting to perfect and in a lot of ways use fresh bread on many different levels. You know, I think if you're sort of crafting a recipe, I prefer softer bread rather than harder bread.
Mm-hmm.
Things like potato bread works really well. I mean, I've seen people use croissant. I've seen donut, you know, glazed donut bread pudding. The thing is, if you're going to use, though, like, but there is some advantage to a crusty bread, that lovely caramelized crust. You're going to need to do the soaking part. Much longer, almost overnight, to get that part to soften up and to absorb the egg. I mean, like I said, it's a custard-based thing. If you just want to do it off the cuff, I usually go with somewhere around 4 to 6 ounces of bread, 1 egg, and 1 tablespoon of sugar as sort of the basis for how many people you're cooking for.
Mm-hmm.
That ratio works really well, up to like 24 people. And then after that, sort of the sky's the limit in, you know, in terms of what you want to put into this project.
How do you make the sauce that you soak it in?
Again, it's relatively simple custard. I mean, it's egg, a little bit of cream, a little bit of sugar if you're making a sweet version. I mean, we're coming up on the time of year where people don't even think about this, but there is a very famous savory bread pudding that we make. It's called stuffing.
Oh, of course.
For the turkey. I mean,
sure.
One of my most favorite savory bread puddings is Maryland oyster dressing, which I'll definitely put my recipe for on the website, because I think it's one of the most delicious things you can have with your turkey. But really, we're making up egg. We're making up some heavy cream or milk. And again, the sky's the limit as to what you want to do. I know I love this s'mores-style bread pudding that's got marshmallows and chocolate chips.
We'll goodness.
We'll put that recipe on there. But you're going to make up this sort of mixture of egg and cream, and then just rip up or cut up bread, whatever you choose, and allow it to soak in it. I mean, I think there's some recipes where you put the bread in the dish and pour the custard over top. I am much more of a pre-soak ahead of time.
I would think so.
And again, the harder or the crustier the bread, the longer you want to soak. And overnight is not uncommon if you want to do that.
Now, the add-ons must be endless.
Endless. Fruit is an easy one. You can, you know, any type of berry. Banana bread pudding with caramel sauce, obviously,
a
no-brainer. And again, I think that, you know, you want to just be mindful of ratios. Like, you need the bread to be enough to hold this thing together as you start to bake it. So, I mean, I did try the other night to make sort of an over-the-top chocolate chip bread pudding and ended up with kind of like a big old pan au chocolat, double chocolate, you know, too much.
Right.
And then I like to bake them just in the oven. Some people prefer to bake them in a water bath. I don't think it's really necessary. If you've got a lot of sugar in yours, you might want to cover it and then uncover it towards the end. But other than that, it's bake and serve.
Wow. So easy and so good. We're going to put the recipe on the website.
Yep.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.